What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, the official podcast of jaysjournal.com and fansided.com, where we discuss all things Toronto Blue Jays baseball. We'll talk about news, rumors, and game recaps. So whether you're a diehard fan or just getting started with the team, this is the podcast for you. Here's your host, Craig Borden, with co-hosts Jason Lyons and me, Ken Alfred. You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast.
Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the first actual spring training games played edition of Jay Bird Watching. I am your host, Craig Borden. I am here with the usual gang of suspects, Ken Alfred and Jason Lyons, my buddies. How we doing?
Doing all right. Sorry, guys, I missed last week. A happy belated Family Day, President's Day for all our Canadian U.S. listeners. We had a big celebration here at the Alfred household, so but glad to be back and ready to talk more about the Jays.
Jason, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, you know what? Really good. Weather is really nice out here on the left coast right now. And so the smell of baseball seems to be everywhere. You can smell the grass. You can see the kid. There's out some tryouts. We drove by on the weekend. I was fortunate enough. My good friend, Molly Ray, got me tickets to the Bruins Canucks game on the weekend. And I mean, if that wasn't the most exciting thing that I've been a part of in quite some time, it was a dog of a game until 10 minutes left. And then it was so much fun to be a part of. And especially because it's the Bruins and, you know, it was a 4-game losing streak they ended. And it just, it's really interesting to be a Canuck fan in this city right now. There's this weird optimism and people wearing jerseys and there's already car flags and stuff. And there's, I don't think there's the perception or expectation that the Canucks are going to win the Stanley Cup. But I think since 2011, where they were great, but they weren't really great. And right now they're really great. And it's cool. Like my kids are fully engulfed in it and just a lot of fun. But and then, of course, we get to, you know, like we're sitting around for a minute that we had on the weekend. And of course, there's a Jays game on. And my son was like, is that real Blue Jays baseball? And I was like, yeah. So it's great to see a lot of faces that we've seen from the Vancouver Canadiens over the last couple of years now playing, some having success, some not so much. But, I mean, that is why we play preseason games, is it not?
Pardon me if I'm wrong. You wearing a new hat, too? Or are you just, my nice powder blue spring training?
This is the old school gray. I've had this thing for, I couldn't even tell you how long. It's a good hat. I like it a lot. I was going to get one of
fanatics, yeah. Unlike on fags, but at baseball jerseys, I stocked up on hats in the last week. I got this new guy. That's the quote-unquote other on-field hat. I got mine.
Ooh, there we go.
Black and white one. So I'm moving on up in the last week. So that's my first topic I actually want to talk about, because last Thursday, guys, was photo day across Major League Baseball. And then Ron Manfred comes out the day before this going, don't worry, these jerseys, they're amazing. Great. They're awesome. They look awesome. They're high performance and whatnot. I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures of how embarrassing these things look on Major League Baseball players, but it looks like they're wearing a pair of PJs to me. You can see their jerseys, like the line for their shirts through the pants. The letters just look like they're falling off of the stupid things. It looks like literally a knockoff street corner vendor made baseball jerseys and said, hey, by the way, here, Major League Baseball players, have at it.
You got to have a picture, yeah, Craig. You got to have a picture. I didn't see it yet, but I want to see
they
this.
They look terrible, man.
I want some pictures.
They were ill-fitting. They just, everything was bad about them. It was funny to watch some of the guys, too. Like Kiermaier walks by, and you're like, he's just looking at the camera like, no, this isn't good. And, you know,
I have to take pictures in this? Really?
Yeah, exactly. And apparently the some of the guys were saying they're really, really hot, too. Like, they just weren't a good material.
That's the whole point.
You know.
Yeah, they were supposed to be like, the whole point like, was supposed to be like high performance wear, right?
Yeah, well, what can you do?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say this in the midst of Nike and Fanatics completely effing this whole thing up. Whoever hell does the Under Armour marketing is the genius of all geniuses, because he goes, hey, we can do that. And it was all the, you know, Under Armour branded nice jerseys. And there was some guy wearing them around the office. And like, they just decided to make a few just to screw and troll Major League Baseball. But I'm pulling up some stuff here, so I'm going to get this in your wheelhouse. I just got to get some that are actually taken.
I think
up
the other
screen, not
the other cool thing is, you know, I don't know how much you guys have been watching, but it's like the Jays played the Pirates today, and I particularly like that spring training hat the Pirates had, nice and clean. The Oakland A's spring training hat is nice, so the yellow and the green. Are they Oakland still? Or we call it Vegas?
Are they Vegas yet?
Yeah. For the time being.
Indians, what?
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I actually think, and my son brought this up, he asked me if any other sport does the nickname jerseys. You know, like they opt to do them on Father's Day. MLB has the nickname jersey.
They were doing that the last 2 years. I think they killed that during COVID, it seemed like.
Yeah, I know, but what a great idea it was.
It was awesome. But anyway, tell me that these are the quote unquote high end, $30 more for the average fan to buy jerseys and pants and everything like that.
There
is a picture of Clark Schmidt from the Giants that I am not going to be showing on this show because I'm pretty sure I would get R rated. Oh, it's going to be pushing the X boundary because you literally could see the terror of marbles to the Major League Baseball.
That's their underwear, or that's pretty much the shirt tucked in, right? I'm assuming it's the shirt tucked in.
The shirt tail. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
So there's those. Then you just go to like just the like level of it looks like those aren't even straight across the end of the way.
Yeah,
here.
They're bad. They're really bad.
Who made the jerseys?
Like I said, it looks like Nike. These are made by Nike.
It's been a bit of a CF. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if you guys saw Pearson pitch. I don't know if they're in, like if they're wearing them on field right now, but those pants he was wearing pitching did not look like they were. He was constantly messing with them, and they looked like they were just ill-fitting the whole way around. So, I mean, you can try and advance sports, and you can try and advance the way, you know, the players tech and stuff like that, but I mean, tried and true is usually the best way to go with a uniform, at least. Like, I know that you know, with the NHL, they've put the biometrics into the jerseys now, so they can, you know, you get tracked, they do all your strides, they do all of that stuff. But when you start to mess with fit and material and stuff like that, you're very rarely, you know, gonna, you know, excuse the pun, but hit a home run. It's just, you know,
It looks skin tight.
I'm trying to find, there was a couple of them that came out after the fact here that were, it was J.P. Crawford from the Mariners, and it had this year's and last year's pictures like next to each other. And I couldn't believe the level of just like half-assed it was just like I said, for how much a baseball jersey costs the average fan, it just seemed like probably, I said, insulting.
Not unlike spring training, this gives them an opportunity, which you think they would have tried this. I mean, baseball is very successful trying stuff in the majors, but you know, you think they maybe would have tried this last year as a jersey, and seeing what the reaction and fit and all that stuff was. So
I can't find it.
are they stuck with these jerseys for the entire season, or is this just
they'll change them?
Okay, I was going to say,
right now,
like,
it's
there's
not
no
like
way
the
they're going to
keep
that. Baseball
players union is like, our guys aren't going out and wearing these.
Yeah,
you better
They'll
fix it,
them.
And you have this
Good.
Much time to fix it.
Or at least fix them. I mean, fix the Jays. Everyone else can wear the uncomfortable jerseys, yeah. But the Jays can get through it once.
Yeah. But it was just even like just looking at them, like they've made it very generic for all the numbers, the letters. Somebody like Justin Verlander, who doesn't even have a ridiculously long name, it is literally going from like armpit to armpit in a big arch now. And then the guys that have the hyphenate names, it's like going down from their hips up around the number.
Starts in their back pocket.
Down.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Goes back pocket
they
to back
like
pocket.
A rainbow coming from their back pocket.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, like I said, the level of insulting is kind of slightly ridiculous, but
yeah.
I can only hope and pray they figure it out quick because, I will never buy a baseball jersey that looks like the ones that these look like, and I can't imagine the fact that they look this bad and then they're charging like $20, $30 extra for these higher-end performance. Yeah. Right now, in my opinion, Nike and Fanatics should be kicked the fuck out the goddamn door and bring Majestic stuff back.
What were they thinking?
Oh, well, that's why you try, right?
Yeah.
At least fail again. I just love that Ron Manfred did his best Donald Trump impression and just said, don't worry, there's not a problem here. These are great jerseys. Nike makes them. They're awesome. So
just
some
spin
cool
it, people. Just spin it.
Yeah. Look over there. Yeah, don't worry about it. So, anyways, let's talk some Blue Jay baseball because, guys, there is a ton to unpack for this week's episode outside of shitty baseball jerseys. We got the leading up and everything. Obviously, the Blue Jays are now 1-2 after today's, you know, quote unquote, beginning of the exhibition season. And I just want to lay out some of the things that we've seen over the last few days and whatnot, and including talking about a giant signing that one of the Boris Four is now officially signed with the Chicago Cubs. Cody Bellinger, no longer a free agent, signed a 3-year, $80 million deal to be the first out of those four guys to re-sign with the Chicago Cubs. I'm happy for the Cubs. I think that's where he actually belonged if he wasn't going to be in a Blue Jay jersey. But Jason, you and I were talking about this before the show a little bit. I'm shocked that a 3-year deal, $80 million got Cody Bellinger signed from all the Scott Boras stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what there's a couple of things at play here. I mean, obviously spring training has started. Cody doesn't want to miss spring training, especially after having a good season. He wants to make sure that, you know, he remains a hot commodity. That would reflect, I think, a 3-year deal that he signed with the option. I think that he's what, 28 years old? So, I mean, putting himself into his early 30s, he probably sets him up for one more decently sized deal if he has, you know, a couple of good years in Chicago, or it makes him tradable come deadline time this year to a contender. 26 and change million. I mean, that's less than he probably has been asking for the entire time. And I would say by a bunch, like maybe 5 or 6 million. What does that present? That presents the remainder of the Boris Four as being 5 to 7 million dollars less than what they would have been expecting. Now, I don't know what Montgomery's looking for. Again, I think he's a great pitcher, and whoever gets him or Snell, I mean, good Lord. But the one that directly affects us is Chapman. Now, Chapman, obviously, you would think that the most natural would be the Jays would say, hey, Chappie, we saw what Cody did. We would like to offer you something similar. Or, and I don't know, I'd like to hear what both of you think about this. I think that the Jays may even come lower and say, hey, buddy, I don't know if you've watched the preseason or not, but Barger looks pretty good at 3. Nathan Lukes looked pretty good at 3. All these guys were trying at third base, seemed to be doing a good job and hitting the ball.
Somebody's going to click. Do you want a job or not?
And, you know, it's, I don't even know if they want him back at this point. So I think that what that creates, the more interesting one for me now is the possibility that Snell or Montgomery could be got for a good number. Forget Chapman, as far as I'm concerned. Go after one of those two studs and really, you know, make a splash.
Yeah. You couldn't make it on the offensive side of the ball. So if that's the way you do it, there you go. But to that point, Ken, you and I have enjoyed watching Matt Chapman defensively on this team. Do you think there's something in the bat to get him in that $20 million ballpark for a couple of years as a Blue Jay?
If he can hit like he did in April, then yeah. But it's really hard to say because I think the challenge that we had with Chapman is that defensively, there was no question. He was actually really, really good. Hell, he got a gold glove for all we know. But his hitting was the one holding him back. And I guess he tried to test the market with free agent. And I guess he was hoping that maybe teams are going to pay him for his defense, not for his offense. And, you know, it's like that. I use the analogy of having a house on sale that it's not bought right away. You start to wonder, like, what's wrong? Why isn't anyone picking up this house? In this case, Chapman. So if he does come back to the Jays, like you said, I think Jason brought up really good that we're actually have a really in-depth team, actually. The roster is pretty deep. So if we bring Chapman back, it's going to have to be for less. I can't imagine us paying him exactly what we wanted.
Less, and where does he fit? Is he going to be your everyday third baseman, or do you start to do this sort of utility move around on the infield? And let's not, before we go too far, forget how good Davis Snyder looked in left field. Like, are you kidding me?
Very good.
Now, if he pooches that ball, that's probably an inside the park home run. Let's be clear about that.
But
he did get it. In the game, in the situation, why not give it a shot, right? Like you're in preseason, you're going to take a shot. I mean, look at the scores. They've been idiotic. You know, obviously guys are trying stuff and trying to make plays and trying to stand out. And I mean, Steiner's hit the ball a couple of times. There's a few guys. I'm sure we'll go down the list of guys who've hit well already and guys who are going to challenge. You know, guys that are coming out of out of nowhere, to challenge. And the fact that the Jays are really weak once you get past our starters to all the way through to our closers, you know, and it's one of those things where you've got to, at this point right now, some of those guys have to step up, like Nate Pearson, a few of those other guys have to really step up and start to make some noise, because the way that they played was not, the way that they pitched was not that.
Now, and to that point, the pitching has been the Achilles heel, to your point, Jason. And let's talk back on that Boris Ford thing. I think the Blue Jays are out. I don't think Blake Snell's getting a discount. It's a Cy Young. He's still got too many things in his ammo box for that. But somebody like Jordan Montgomery, I would think that it would affect, just because he is in Blake Snell. You know, but he's a very good pitcher. But he is in that ballpark of, I won't say Kikuchi, but probably in the Jose Barrios ballpark as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. So that is your bar probably for what he should be making for the next couple of years anyway, which is
in a World Series.
Don't get me wrong. Substantial. Correct. So I'm not knocking him. I'm not dinging him. I'm just saying, as far as his tenure in Major League Baseball, he's not seen as an ace like Blake Snell is, right?
No.
He's seen as a very good middle of the rotation arm, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe that's the difference. You get another guy like him and you don't have to worry about this Manoah cocktail that you have going on with.
Have the Jays been trying to get him though? Has the Jays any indication of him trying to get Snell?
They look like Snell. So they're clearly not sold on their pitching. So my guess is they did check in on it. Now, I don't know, Ken, but to that point, it just seems like they check in on everybody. So if the right deal happened to fall, I think they're willing to find a way to make this team better. And that's, what can you give me? Right. And we talked about this last week a little bit too, that there's just an embarrassment of riches throughout this team right now as far as depth. I cannot say that we've had a team this deep. Somebody goes down, there's somebody of equal value. I won't say great, but equal value to move back into that point. You know, I'm sure you guys have taken a look through this roster, and for every Addison Barger you have in Aralvis Martinez or another Davis Snyder, somebody like that as the next guy up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. The games, the Phillies game and the Yankees game were not very indicative of, I mean, they're very indicative of preseason baseball and just everybody getting a shot. I was super happy to see Kirky be the first Jay to hit a home run. And it was great. Well hit too. And he actually looks like he may have shaved off, you know, maybe 10 pounds. I mean, Manoah looks
of his life candidate.
Manoa looks unbelievable shape-wise.
Yeah.
You know, and if you run down, I was just taking a look at the rosters, or at least the starting lineups for the three games so far. I mean, I would say today's game was probably, I mean, it's very close to what a starting lineup could look like for the Jays at any point during the season. I mean, you've got Bichette starting off at short, Vladdy at two playing one, Turner DHing at three, Jansen catching at four, Dalton in left hitting five, IKF hitting six in right, Espinal at two, Lukes in center, and Cam Eden in right field. And I will say this for Cam Eden, he looks good as well. Like, there's a few guys that have sort of been sneaky looky goody already. Cam Eden is one of them. And then who's the gentleman we talked about before? The catcher we got from the Cubs from Colorado.
I lost it.
Yeah, I can't remember his name either. It's kind of an odd name.
Brian Servin.
Yeah, Brian Servin. So five RBIs today. And he crushed a ball to deep center. Like, I mean, just demolished the thing. And again, if you guys get a chance, watch the replays tonight. He looks like a baseball player. He is a thick, big dude. And he could really challenge. Like, I mean, if Kirk, it's nice to see him hit a homer, but if he can't be consistent, this guy is going to be a three catcher. And he's a pretty scary dude. Like, I know that he's wanted to play for, I was reading an article on him today, and he's wanted to play for a contender ever since he started. And he was a very highly touted player coming out of college. The Rockies, when they were so bad, got him in a early draft pick. And I mean, who knows? Like, that's the kind of guy that if he gets the right amount of confidence coming out of spring training, I mean, you may have a real star on your hand there, just sort of waiting to explode. So he'll be one to watch, I think. Kenny, you may want to mark him down for some of your picks to click.
All right.
Already.
It's going to blow us away with that again this year. So, but I didn't realize he was only 28. I thought he was 30-something. So that's interesting. He's only played 58 Major League Baseball games. There's not enough here to even look like you can even judge on any of this.
No.
But in the minors, I can't get to it right now, apparently, because that would just make sense. Why would I be able to click on the minor league stats button and stats come up? Thanks, MLB.com. Must be right where the jersey sales. Can you tell I'm upset about that?
A smidge.
But to that point, those are the kind of right problems they have, Jason. You know, if we're going to be able to figure out some of these things with a hot hand, it doesn't matter in this offense who is the one that's the click, right? You got to find the click. That was what we didn't have last year. And until you finally got a little bit of a fire lit under their asses with David Schneider coming up and going, see, boys, I can come up here and just rake. Why can't you all hit?
Yeah. And other thing I'd be remiss at mentioning, I mentioned I'm always going to cheer for Vancouver Canadians when they make it up and peek their eyes up in the big leagues. And big shout out to Chad Dallas. Chad's the kind of guy we'd like to maybe try and get on this show. Chad has spent the last 2 years in Vancouver here improving his craft. He has over this year in between, he's gained 5 miles an hour on his fastball. That's enormous. Like, for you to unlock
enormous,
something like
and
that,
he has pinpoint control the other day too.
Unreal.
That was really interesting.
Terrible mustache. One of the worst I've ever seen. Like, if you know you're going to be on TV, and his brother plays in the majors. I don't know what team he plays for, but it looks like he's going to make
the
major league roster of that team. So he's kind of challenging himself. He really wants to play against his brother while his dad is still on the planet. So, you know, it's good to have goals. He'll be in Buffalo for sure, I would think, if he gets even two more innings like that. I can't see them putting him back down below Buffalo. But
just to be this guy, because Pitch Ninja, he made Pitch Ninja the other day. Watch this thing just fall off the table against the Phillies youngsters.
Motion, good movement. You know, like, it's, if you can
that
get
thing tumbled, was a strike until about halfway through the plate.
Yeah.
It's good. Then he's like, and swinging a sword.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, like, it's and our good friend my promise to you is I will say his name properly once if he makes the team. So doing my best on Sherry.
I taught you three times. I'm done.
Yep.
Did you guys see the ball he hit out and then just missed the foul pole? And then, of course, what do you do after you do that? You ground out to third. But he looks good. His defense was solid. He hit a couple of balls really hard. It's proving, you know, anybody who I was reading a thing today where they were talking about the scores. I mean, what? Nobody cares about the score.
Cares about the scores.
That's not what it's there for.
Show me stats.
And I will say this about the facility in Dunedin there. Whoever did the acoustics around behind home plate so we could hear those home runs a lot differently than in any other place I've ever heard them. Kudos to you. Kudos to you. And I'll bet you every bat company is like, thank you for amplifying the sound of our bats when guys hit jacks. Because, I mean, I don't even have to be watching the game, and I can hear when a home run has been hit just based on the sound. It's awesome. Good job on the stadium. Good job on the crew that sets that up, because they've obviously got microphones in the right places to try and make that sound pop. No pun intended.
You know,
buzzing.
Impact. So good stuff. But to that point, guys, there's a lot of good things going on around this team, too. It's not just what we're starting to see on the field. I agree with you, Jason. There's a lot of good young guys that I've been very interested in. I'm really hoping that somebody like Cam Eaton in his crazy speed takes that next step. But I'm going to look into the dugout here a little bit. We have been seeing there a plethora of old Blue Jays in this camp, and I was very intrigued with one of the youngsters that latched right onto Edwin Encarnacion. Did you two gentlemen see who happened to be hanging out with him in third base and in the batting cages like for 2 days straight?
No.
Aureldis Martinez.
Ah. Hmm.
Interesting.
Our top hitting prospect.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite intriguing.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff that you get out of spring training.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, that's what you want. You want some of these young guys to be able to feel comfortable. Like, I mean, how intimidating do you think it is to walk up to him or Mattingly for all that, you know, like and just walk up and be like, hey, you know, bestow some knowledge on me. Yeah, like, I mean, you know, the Jays don't really have, I mean, they do sort of. They've got Justin Turner and they've got Springer and they've got a Kiermaier and a few other guys that are a little bit seasoned, but. Oh, and the other one, did you guys see the Dalton Varsho? Looks like the Dalton Varsho that we maybe possibly mortgaged our catching future on. He looked great so far. I mean, maybe this was the guy, and maybe he just couldn't get his act together last year. But, I mean, he's had hits in every game that he's been in, I think.
He's playing like he has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, a couple of doubles, and... he's acting a little goofy. Like, I mean, I saw him when they were doing the picture day stuff and he was being goofy with the camera, and you know what I mean? Like it seems like it goes back to what Chris Bassett was talking about with just being more comfortable being in with the team for a second year and coming back. And I feel like if anybody's got the biggest chip that may exist in baseball history, it's that one for now.
For now,
you know, and I hope he can perform. Like, you know, it's Manny Machado did it. He went to San Diego with a chip the size of Texas on his shoulder. And, you know, he shut everybody's mouth. And I'm hoping that Varsho can do the same this year. You know, like, it's
very exciting to see how he performs.
Having Dalton Varsho actually stand out as a starter and not just be that good fourth outfielder is what it kind of was last year, right? That is the difference maker for this team, getting somebody like him that can get on base and hit the ball hard and from the left side. That's the one thing that they traded for, and we couldn't get anything out of that last year. Played stellar defense, almost won a gold glove, but defenses don't get us anything when we can't put when we get ducks on the pond and can't bring him around. And that's the main focus, I feel like, for a certain hitting core this spring. And that was I'm actually going to start referencing a wonderful article from this morning from Keegan Mathison about how Don Mattingly and the hitting team are actually trying to transform a little bit of what was going on from last year to this year, focusing on batting guys around, moving runners up, not going crazy, but they've been talking about him like he's Don Mattingly's the offensive coordinator for this spring with Dave Hudgens and everybody else, and obviously Guillermo Martinez being the actual hitting coach. But it seems like the lines for those guys, as far as the hitting collective is concerned, are a little bit more drawn this year with Mattingly being the head of that kind of that part of that whole thing. So I think that's quite encouraging to know that they knew that they had good defense. So if they can't figure out how to get this offense back, guys, it's dead in the water, right? We can't pitch our way through everything. You've got to score some runs to be able to do something. So are you guys excited to hear that they're actually toying with that?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an awesome, I think it's one of the main things and one of the forgotten things in baseball is how important it is to hit the ball. Like you can be as good as you want on D, that you can have amazing pitching, but at some point you can't win game 0-0. You know, it's not soccer. We don't, you don't benefit by having a 0-0 tie on aggregate for the 50th.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time of the year. By the way, I don't know what on aggregate means. I just hear people say it when they're talking about soccer. If anybody knows what on aggregate means, throw it in the chat so I don't feel like a total idiot. But, for me, just even watching, like, I don't know if you guys saw the footage of Vladdy hitting homers, and he hit the ball hard in that one at bat. And I mean, he looks good. That I don't think that hitting is going to be our issue this year. I really don't. I feel like the Jays really are going to start to put some gross offensive numbers up. I feel like some of the guys that struggled last year are going to hit more homers. I feel like a year more, accommodation wise in Rogers play or Rogers, they'll start to feel the areas. They'll start to know how the drafts work and where to hit the balls hard. And, I think Danny Jansen, was able to find a couple of those sort of jet streams last year. And, if you can start to hit those into those same areas where you know the ball's going to carry out, then, more home runs are awesome. And a healthy Danny Jansen, healthy, guys that are going to hit homers. It makes it, I don't know if you guys watched the Yankees-Jays game, but the Yankees put on a clinic on how to get on base and then have somebody clear them. It was
in with their best players perfect. Too.
Walk, hit, walk, triple. Walk, hit, walk, double. It's textbook baseball, and I hate to give it to the Yankees, but if they can play like that this year, they are going to be very hard to beat. Soto looked good. Juan Carlos Stanton even looks like he's a baseball player again. Aaron Judge is frightening. And then the rest of the team, even their players that aren't going to play, they went out with a plan and executed. And it's interesting to watch a team like the Yankees who they're not normally super teamy, but they went out with a game plan and executed. Guys were taking pitches, which is hard to do. Like if I'm 22 and I put those pinstripes on for the very first time and guys are throwing me meaty pitches down the, just off the plate for you to take a walk so Juan Soto can hit a 3-run homer. I mean, that's big, big team baseball. That's the only time I'm going to give credit to the Yankees all year. Mark that down.
Got it.
Other than that, it's
and on aggregate. Game on. That's on aggregate. On that's aggregates. On aggregate.
There's back on brand.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, no, just to say, because two seasons ago we were saying that we were like one of the most offensive hitting teams in the majors, and we were still balanced. Our flack was that we didn't have the pitching and the defense. Last season, we didn't produce as much, but our defense and pitching were just as good. And I totally agree. I think with Jason, I think we are going to be more offensive. Hopefully we found that balance of putting runs on the board, protecting the lead, and shutting down the other teams. Then I think we'll probably do okay.
Yep. So Blue Jays fans, I see you coming in and out of the chat here. Make sure you hit us up on whatever message platform you're on. We're happy to answer your questions, chit-chat, and have some fun with you. So make sure you message us on the board here. We'll get you up on the screen and whatnot and have some fun. So speaking of fun, guys, if you don't have anything you want to add to that piece, I do have to show out my favorite highlight from the spring training so far this season. And this shows, I think, to where this team is going a little bit. Did you all happen to see this one with Tim Mesa the other day? This is him losing his fantasy football league and being punished to being the bat boy.
It's so really good. It's so good.
Oh, man.
Didn't his jersey say 4-10 or something on it?
I think so. Yeah that's what it was.
It turns around, I was wondering what that was. Which is his record.
Yeah.
It's so
I watched it. Was they had an interview with, very an interview with Schneider talking about this too. There it is. 4-10. So good.
It's just so did you hear in the broadcast when he was talking who actually did win the fantasy football team draft kind of thing? Danny Jansen was the one that
of course
won. So my assumption is the victor hands out the punishment. So he got his battery made pretty good out here, thinking that's awesome.
That's him.
So, but to that point, I think we were talking a few minutes ago about the chemistry of this team. Dalton Varsho showing up a little bit so far this spring. Last spring, he couldn't hit his way out of a brown paper bag even last spring. So it's amazing to me that we can maybe still be just as good of a team, if not better, like we were talking about, just by the fact that these guys all put up and show up for each other. And I think stupid little things like this is fantasy football people can be horrible to each other. This is nice, playful, silly, goofy. He said he had a great workout. He's got more steps and runs than he did the whole day. He took it seriously, running back and forth to the plate to get the bat. So
John Schneider
got to hang out with him all day.
They have a really good interview with John Schneider where they're talking about Mayes as the bat boy. And Schneider is stone faced. Like, it's a great interview if you can find it. It's fun to see them having fun. I feel like, you know, we talked about the Barrio jacket last year and it going away and sort of that, you know, we want to be a little bit more serious, a little bit more down to business. And I mean, I don't know that baseball's that kind of game. I feel like, you know, like, as I said, it's a game, you know, like it's interesting to think about these young kids that are coming up here and, you know, incredible nerves and all the rest of it. And I imagine as soon as you walk out there, you know, the smell of popcorn, the smell of hot dogs, the smell of the grass, and immediately eases you into the game, which is such an awesome thing about spring training.
So this is how official that we're going to make the Tim Mesa jersey thing. Apparently he actually made the MLB jersey numbers thing the other day with the 4 = 10.
That's so good.
Which is a website that or a Twitter page that just follows all players in Major League Baseball and when they change numbers and stuff like that. I just think it's hilarious that they took that next level and noticed it and said it.
So good.
Baseball's fun. You got to have fun. It's a game of stop and go all day, every day. You got to have some silly to it. So, but to that point, guys, as far as those things go, we have some things we got to look forward to here over the next few weeks. We're going to get starts from probably Manoa, Jose Berríos. We're going to get Vladdy in more games. It's going to be a busy week. What are you two looking forward to over the next week the most? Kenny, you can go first if you would like.
I just want to see the Jay that we're expecting to see. So, like, I'm looking to see Vladdy hit some bombs. I'm looking for Bo just to be consistent on it. And I really do want to see Manoa perform the well. If he can perform like Manoa, we know. Oh, man, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. It's like adding the first starter.
Yeah.
It's really that good if he can get back on form with that whole thing. Jason, before you go, I do have one. We got a chat here from Frank. He's asking if anybody else is going to join and buy the new spring training hat.
I'm ordering one, Franco.
There you go.
Tune in. I'm going to get one.
This is as close as I could get. I didn't want to get the white paneled one because I already got a couple of the white paneled hats. So I was like, you know what? This one's a little different. Going with this one.
Yeah, my wife made me promise to get rid of some of my hats before I purchase more hats. So I'm working on that currently, but Frank, you'll be the first to know when I do grab mine.
Just to make it easier by her shoes, you get your hats, everybody's happy.
I'm a smooth 7.25 up here.
Yep.
Same.
Oh, nice.
So there you go. So, but Jason, go ahead and lay out who you're looking forward to seeing over the next week here, because this is the week that we start to see a little bit more of the actual players coming in and yeah. the regular.
I think that the big thing for me is I want to see more Justin Turner in the game. I want to see how he plays, where they can put him. I want to see the battle of second base start to whittle itself out. I want to see, I don't know if Biggio has played more than an inning yet. I know Espinal and a few others have played. I really want to see the Buffalo boys really start to shine. And they are. I mean, it's, to me, I think that's some of the most impressive stuff that's coming out of this. And I want to see some longer starts. I want to see, Kikuch, who was throwing great today. He looked like he could have gone all game. He looked like he couldn't throw nine and nobody would have touched him. Manoah, when does he start? I might take the day
I'm
off.
I'm looking, and I'm not seeing it yet.
It's one of those things where...
It's tomorrow. He's seeing my eyes tomorrow.
Yeah, so, it's, you want to start to see some of these guys stretch themselves a little bit. I want to see Gossman, get a couple of innings in. I want to see Bassett throw a few more innings. And I'm 100% with you, Kenny. I want to see the ball start to leave the yard. I want to see guys, after the first couple of games, get a couple of base hits, but then start crushing. Like, if you've already made the team, start trying to paint a few into the cheap seats. Like, let's go, Varsho. Let's go, Springer, Kierma. Let's see some guys hit some balls out, and have some fun. Vladdy especially. Like, if Vladdy can hit a couple and just start his confidence going and get those dreads flying around the bases, it's good for us if he does.
You're saying you want him to let it out of the fluffy man bun that we've been seeing in the dugout so far a little bit and just untamed
beast.
Well,
I don't mind that. But I think that the thing for Vladdy is and his favorite thing is when he pops one and he's got to run it out and his helmet, it's like he's got like an ejecto and it just pops off his head for speed's sake. Like my kids used to do it where they'd run with their head tilted back like this, hoping their helmet would fall off. And slide into two.
There's only one Major League Baseball player I've ever seen the helmet fly off more of than Vladdy Jr. Do you know who I'm thinking?
No.
Hanley Ramirez.
Oh, yeah. Geez. Well, I think it's the dreads, right? Like, if you've got dreads, it's tough to keep a hat on. What do you figure Vladdy's hat size is? Garbage pail? It's huge. It's manhole cover. Remember, what's his name? Derek Bell, is that his name?
Yes.
He had a crazy amount of dreads. His hat, I assume, was about a 9.5. And it would sit right on the dreads. That was awesome. I'm just jealous. I'm trying to grow my flow out now. And those guys had, beautiful, gorgeous, perfectly done dreadlocks. It wouldn't look right on me, though. I look a little bit like Snow. At 50 years old. And that's a Canadian rapper joke. I don't know if anybody's going to get that.
Yep, I know. Unfortunately.
For anybody who doesn't know, Google Informer. It might be the worst, best rap song ever made.
Yep.
I thought you were really going to reach there and go like, John LaJoy, guns don't kill people. I kill people.
Yeah, that's bad.
Buzzing.
So anyways, to that point, really fun stuff to the what's going on with the Blue Jays. Is there anything you guys would like to chit-chat on before we have our typical little end of the fun here? And Blue Jays fans, if you have anything, please hit us up in the fan chat here.
I think that we're starting to see the team turn around a little bit here. And I think that even just with watching Snyder do that interview and a little bit more of his personality, and Don Mattingly doesn't look like Don Mattingly. Like, how long has he wanted to grow that? He looks a little bit like Jack Frost in the Dougie. The gray beard,
that little extra elder statesman to it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Don, that the Jays made your hair go so gray just in one year, but that happened. I have kids. I know you should see this stuff here. It happens, buddy.
Oh,
so,
that's why I wear the hat. Got a little frost coming in.
Yeah, that's why I shave. You don't notice as much.
I think the biggest thing is, and I'm starting to pay a little bit more attention to Twitter and to Facebook and TikTok and all that other stuff. And it's interesting to see the instant negativity of what a blowout against the Yankees does in preseason. We've said this a million times on this show. Please, Jays fans, don't give up already.
Yeah.
We're a week in.
Yeah.
You know, let's see how the team looks day one. And then, you know, if they blow the first game, then maybe give up on them. But, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to a 2016 mantra here for you, Jason, just for this fun on this whole one. Ken, you're going to remember this one, too. Better to get punched in May or in May than get kicked out in August.
One of the best signs ever made.
Yep.
You got to think that that might have been one of the guys that makes the good signs for like AEW or WWE.
Yeah.
That was his. Like he just made one and handed it to some lucky fan walking in the door, and they were like, "This is gonna kill."
Yeah. And to that point, you knew what they were cooking on that one too. So
yeah. Oh, yeah. Buzzing.
Pun intended. So, anything else, Kenny? You got anything you've been dying to talk about in the last week? Seeing you had your family fun last week.
No. Like I'm just getting back into the swing of things with you guys, so just like very excited to watch some preseason, and of course when the regular season hits, can't wait to start watching.
It's gonna be really good stuff. And like I said, we kind of felt like we rifled through everything, but there is a lot of stuff going on, including ways that there's still the rumor, guys, that there's some big move coming. And Justin Turner even mentioned that the other day in an interview.
Yeah.
What would this big move be? You already saw Bellinger's. Is it a Snell? Was it something like this? Is a trade coming? I don't feel like he would be the one coming in and just saying that because first off, he just got here. How does he know that even unless they said something to him while they were signing him is the only thing that I'm thinking.
Or someone he knows. I mean, there is the possibility it's someone that he knows and that they've, you know, the cat's out of the bag scenario. But I found it interesting, if the Jays are to add or if the Jays are to sign, you know, a player. I mean, we go right back to our good friend Keegan Matheson. And if you're not following Keegan on Twitter or X or whatever the hell they call it now, he's a good follow. He's a Jays reporter. He gets a lot of good information. So big ups, Keegan. He said that.
Yep. For the only one that doesn't know, he got his start on jaysjournal.com. So
really? There you go. All the best. So he was saying that Ross Atkins is saying that, you know, the Chapman thing right now isn't a matter of money or anything. It's, do we take somebody away from this team? Like we're potentially taking a Barger or a Lukes or somebody that could make
Ralvis, anybody.
Yeah. I mean, there's like nine of them now. And do you replace that with Chapman and pay him $30 million? Like it's somebody will pay him. Somebody will get him. You know, let the Dodgers or let the Giants or let somebody else who's willing to pay that money, you know, even the Rockies, like some of the bottom feeders have got to start to pick up some of these players. They've got to spend up. So, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. This seems like a very Rays-ish snipe them in and to steal them now that they have no Wander Franco money to worry about.
Holy. We should do a whole episode on that. I've been watching all of the stuff that's going on with that now. And where, you know,
it's
where
such a dumpster fire and political mess. I don't know if I want to deal with it.
It's insane, man. It's exploding in the DR and it's terrible. Yeah. It's awful. But I mean, we got no insight when that Pittsburgh Pirate player did it and he just basically fell off the planet.
Vanished.
This is not falling off the planet. This is actually real and he could be going to jail and there's all this other stuff that's involved with it. And it's like, wow, but not a J. So.
But to that point, it has 6 degrees from the, because now the Rays have money to spend, which they aren't spending on Wander Franco.
Right.
Because they're not going to have to pay him. Major League Baseball, case in point, Trevor Bauer's still not in baseball. And he wasn't even half what happened with the Wander Franco story. I'm not saying he was good.
No.
Don't get me.
Trevor Bauer can't even throw a pitch past that King of Juco, that guy though. So he may not want to, you know, bring his head back up in the majors. Just saying.
But to that point, like I said, there's some things going on around the baseball universe here that might have some effects on the Blue Jays as far as trades and all that kind of stuff, along with our competition continuing to grow because the American League East, boys, is still the American League East. I don't care what anybody says. So it's going to be interesting for another season in Blue Jays land here. So should we have some fun?
Yes. I love fun.
Yes. Love fun. We're here for fun. That's the whole point, right? So did anybody see this Detroit Tigers / Tampa Bay Rays highlight the other night from spring training.
No, whoops. Nope.
So we're going to watch a little league fun here from Raise the Roof. Wait for it. This is what spring training is all about, boys.
Nope. Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Oh.
This is in the seventh inning when all the minor leaguers have taken over, and that boy was not just missed in a miscommunication, but holy shnikes.
Yeah,
he kicked it, right?
Well, he dove.
No, he flopped the damn thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pure luck that hit his heel.
Well, there's another good hat, by the way. Slow-mo.
Ooh, that is a pretty nice.
That's another good hat.
There you go. There's... Wait for it. Heel kicks it.
You could have spin kicked.
He slapped the leg and he put that ball in a body bag.
Look at the old number team out there, eh? 86, 95.
Let's just do the running on back one more time. Well, that's what happens in Major League Baseball when you get the spring training. These are all the guys that are over from minor league camp. And I'm just going to take a wild guess that these Tigers guys are not at the same level currently. Because that was little leaguers. You guys have kids in Little League Baseball. What's the first things you teach them?
Call it.
Communication, right?
Call it. First guy that calls it gets it.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody else scatters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I just thought that was crazy the other day when I saw that highlight. So if you couldn't tell, I'm not just looking for old highlights. I'm trying to find the fun here, period. And this is just, like I said, I can't imagine actually hitting the ball perfectly like that with my heel spinning around. It's just nightmarish stuff. So it might have reminded me of another highlight. So this is the other one, but this is in a Major League Baseball game. And this is a famous clip with Javier Baez when he was still on the Cubs. But the little leagueness stuck out to me because this one, we could talk about this one for an hour and how silly it was. But I'm going to play it here and it'll get going. So easy play, ground ball. Oh, you're going to tag him. Well, why are you chasing him? So safe. Then now there's nobody at first.
Yeah.
So Javier Baez goes to first. Goes to second.
You know what?
You're going to miss it one more time.
You know what's so funny is, like, I've seen stuff like that a million times with my kids. And do you know what? The coach, the same thing I would be yelling was the same thing that the Cubs coach or the
Pirates.
What's the other team there?
Pirates.
The Pirates coach is yelling, which is stop throwing the ball. Like, just stop throwing it. Run it in, end the play, get it to the pitcher. Oh, too funny.
But the crazier thing here is all the first baseman had to do. Why'd you chase him? Touch first base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this was completely avoidable. And I think the funnier thing in the whole thing here is I think there was two outs.
Oh, so this
would have been an inning ending. I'll have to go back to the live part of the shot.
And he never actually touches Baez. So
They're safe. No, he never does. So it's Baez being, first off, I can't believe he even thought of this whole thing. It's like, how many times have you seen like Vladdy just play around with, somebody at first base and stop or something like that and tag him, right?
Yeah. Unreal.
Line drive. And I was right. There was two outs.
Oh my goodness!
So
just
good. What a game!
There's a reason Javier Baez got the nickname El Mágico, right? For magic.
Yeah.
None of my magic. None of this should have ever happened.
It's crazy.
So good. Just freaking loco.
Yeah.
But to that point, obviously, you got to see the Cubbies guys here having a riot in the dugie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Baez is like, I'm going to call time here because I'm really not sure what's going on and I can't breathe. And
just going
to
stay.
A lot to unpack. Look at what he said. There's a lot to unpack there, coach.
Wow.
Yeah. Bold strategy, Con. Let's see if it works out for him.
One of the best lines in a movie ever. Oh, so good. That's such a great movie. Dodgeball, if you're wondering. Yeah. So good.
Correct. Yeah, still. So I don't know if I could find it, but there was another dodgeball reference the other day. I saw that somebody hit a foul ball into the dugout and missed a guy by like inches going over his head. And somebody on Twitter put the tag on it of saying Patches a whole hand would be proud.
Yeah.
If you can dodge a
ball, you can dodge a wrench.
Dodge a ball.
Yeah.
So,
you can dodge a wrench.
But that's all I got this evening. Ken, did you happen to see the AI photo thing that I sent you yesterday? Or did you not get that far?
Did not get that far. Could you share the screen? I just want to take a look at it so I have a genuine reaction.
I guess
to
I'm going
to
have to, because I was very, very Ken thought when I put this one in.
All right. I'm ready for it. Let's see.
All right. Got to get it up here because I was stupid enough to take it down in the first place. So Blue Jays fans, if you haven't been aware, we do this once a week. It's a Guess That Blue Jay thing. You can just jump on any of our social media, TikToks, Instagram, and see if you can figure out who I'm talking about here.
Wow.
You thinking, Ken?
Looks...
I think the next one will sell it.
Is the next one?
Wait for it.
There we go.
Kelly Gruber.
Kelly Gruber. So, but to that point, Blue Jays fans, I'm not trying to get the whole world to set on fire with these. So make sure you look. I actually give you the answer, but I give you two hints over this, you know, almost a minute before you get the chance to talk who this is. And we'll keep doing this kind of fun stuff on Jay Bird Watching here. Sorry you had to join in and have some fun with us, you know?
Yeah.
So nice and easy. But Ken, like I said, I did that one for you. I had to make sure you saw it.
I appreciate that. I love it.
That's what you get for winning the pick to click last year, Ken. You get
there you
that.
Go.
That's your gift. Your
still
gift.
A little trophy or something.
Yeah, your gift.
My gift.
Here, I got a trophy for
there you go. I think a 3D print one or something. It'll be funny.
Yeah, there
you go. So, but to that point, guys, like I said, Ken, I was looking at that and I was like, I'm going to just see what happens when I throw stupid Kelly Gruberisms and whatnot I find into that. And that one with the slicked back mullet and everything.
Dead
long flowing locks.
He looked like a young Patrick Swayze at bat.
Very Fabio-ish.
Very
on that
Fabio-ish.
Point, have you guys seen the trailer for the new Roadhouse movie with Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I saw.
Oh my god, it looks awesome! Like
it's gonna be interesting.
To check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, the last good movie trailer I watched was for the new Ghostbuster Slick. So we'll see. And then stupid movie clips like I was showing you guys last week.
I know.
Deadpool. If you haven't, I did see that one. I saw that during the Super Bowl. I take that back. So
pretty good.
Good stuff. So, boys, I think I'm out. I literally can't think of anything else.
We are good.
I have one thing. I have one thing before we split, if you don't mind. My boys made the switch over from Lynn Valley Little League to North Shore Baseball. It's you're moving from Little League into Baseball BC, Baseball Canada. So it's a big move. You start to get ranked nationally. It's a lot of fun. It's a different game. You play with different bats. You've got leadoff, steal, and that kind of stuff that aren't in Little League. Moving over, there's a lot of opportunities. We, as an association, have to get a new batting cage. We've got some opportunities from other big sponsorships. And I know that I share this to my group on LinkedIn and around the, you know, that kind of circle. If you guys have a company that is North Shore, Vancouver related, and you'd like to get a good amount of advertising out of your dollar, reach out to me. You can PM me anywhere on all of my things, you know, call me, reach out to me. We have a lot of opportunities and we need to get some sponsorship dollars going because it's what makes leagues like this move. We are the largest single sports league on the North Shore in Vancouver here. And so we need your support. So like I said, if anybody's got a good legacy company that either wants to advertise for a couple of years or just a year, coaches have to wear uniforms. I'm not going to tell you how excited I am. The other thing I was thinking about doing is I have to wear a full uniform, pants, the whole work. So I'll make sure I get some pictures.
Please, they're not see-through. You'll be all set.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
The new jerseys.
I'm willing to do this too. Anybody who's willing to sign up and make a sponsorship, I'm willing to let you pick my number. That's a big one because the numbers are very personal to me, and I'm willing to do that. So if you're interested, hit me up on anywhere that I am, everywhere. Yeah.
Excellent.
And honestly, if anybody, Jason has full access to be able to get anything on our social media here too. So if you want to link up to him and you're listening to from wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast and live stream from, hit us up at BirdWatchingGC on all things social media, and you'll be able to make sure you can get to Jason. Or if you just want to shoot the shit with us, we're here. So on that note, we are J Birdwatching Podcast, the official podcast of fanside.com/jaysjournal.com. We have some very fun plans coming for you guys here in the very near future. Make sure you all get in here, chat with us, have a good time. As like I said, we're going to keep it going and see what we can get into. And we have some big plans. Let's have some fun. And until then, boys, let's go Blue Jays. 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
Let's go Blue Jays.
John Stottlemyre, we're coming for you. We need you on the show, baby.
Stottlemyre.
Let's go Stottlemyre.
Thank you for listening to the J Bird Watching Podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch at BirdWatchingGC and our YouTube channel. If you want to support the show and get extra content, please consider joining it to our Patreon at patreon.com/BirdWatchingGC. Go Jays, go.
Woo!
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.